Throughout closure, the Anajar University Administration remained committed to provide students with an education. The school is located in the large ancient city of Nablus in the northern section of the occupied West Bank. Acting Director of Public Relations Ali Youssef tells how students and faculty dealt with the closure.
90,000 students were not allowed to go to their schools. At that time, some organizations in the city developed what we call it the popular schools. They were gathering kids in the old city of Nablus in, it's a secret system where kids are sneaking to attend their classes. Students are running or escaping from the Israeli tanks that were mobiling in the city in order to attend their classes. The classes were organized in houses, not at the schools, because the schools were closed. The same for the university. We didn't open the university for 3 months in 2002.
Still under occupation, difficulties remain. Walls, checkpoints, curfews, and night raids challenge students attending classes. Ali Youssef says Palestinian schools still face hardships today.
By the confiscation of the fertile lands, families lost their main source of income. You know, the wall was constructed on the Palestinian lands, not on the borders. So many of the owners of the lands lost their main source of income. And this negatively affected their financial situation. Right now, their sons and daughters can't afford the tuition fees to attend their classes and courses here at the university. Sometimes you feel education is not a priority in spite of all of the mentioned difficulties. I spoke about the checkpoints, the wall, the lack of financial support. But people do believe in the importance of training or educating their sons and daughters. We don't have any other source of income. We don't have factories. A very small number of factories left in the country and not a big industry. So what we are going through right now is a very hard financial issue. It's like you don't have sources of income and you have only one source of investment, which is human resources.
Ali Youssef says education offers the only hope for young Palestinians deprived of the freedoms enjoyed by peoples not suffering under the yoke of occupation.
In 1948, Palestinians learned that the only thing that remains is your education or training. And as far as you are well trained, you will find a job opportunity anywhere you go. Like in 1991, if you remember, or 1967, Palestinians, all of what's left of Palestine, West Bank and Gaza, and including Jerusalem, were occupied. We learned from our experience in 1948 that the most important investment is the investment in human resources. So those employees who became unemployed, found their job opportunities once again just because they were well-trained.
The motto of Anajar National University encapsulates its philosophy. We challenge the present to shape the future. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito reporting from Nablus in the occupied West Bank of Palestine.